If your family loves the great outdoors every season, there's only one place to go this season, Cabela's Christmas Sale. Shop for great deals on their favorite outdoor brands, like $40 off Ruger LC9S pistols, 15% off all in-stock RCBS reloading products, and $100 off a Barnett Drop-Tine crossbow package. Plus, hurry in for Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters. Find great deals for everything on their wish list, only at Cabela's. Shop in-store and online at Cabela's.com.
This is the USA Emergency Broadcast Network, your source for reliable disaster preparedness information.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of this station, its management, sponsors, or other hosts. If you have any comments or suggestions about this program, please contact us at radio@usaebn.org. That's radio@usaebn.org.
Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You wondered why people spend so much time reading celebrity blogs. You read a celebrity blog. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake shakes the community to the ground. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones.
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This program is brought to you by Neb Ship Shop. Neb Ship Shop is your online source for survival supplies and information. Operating in Madison, Wisconsin, Neb Ship has been supplying only the serious of preparedness enthusiasts worldwide since 2011. We feature high-quality, American-made products from High Water Filters, Firebox, Gear to Survive, NOAA Radios, and LifeStraw. Find us online at shop.NebuchadnezzarShipWorks.com or just do a Google search, Neb Ship Shop. We ship immediately and proudly serve service members overseas as well as international shipping. We ship to APOs and FPOs. Nebuchadnezzar Shipworks is a proud partner of this show and USA Emergency Broadcasting Network. And remember, there's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path.
Check us out online, nebshipshop.com, N-E-B-S-H-I-P, shop.com. We're also on the web, on the social too, yeah. Facebook.com/nebshipshop and at Neb Ship Shop on the Twitter. It's cool.
Seems like a thousand years since we had real fears, but the old ones won't forget. These broken levee walls had a few close calls, but they haven't fallen yet. And you know the rain's coming, the rain's coming. All your days and all your nights, it brings a storm on you. When the sun beats down and it bakes the ground, and you watch the rich land die. Such a vicious drought, even hopes in doubt, but there are no clouds in the sky. But you know the rain's coming, the rain's coming.
when you feel the first drop fall. When it kisses your skin, the storm will begin to bring with it promise of change. When you hear the thunder roll, the lightning's begun, the flood will come to wash out the things that remain.
America's wounded warriors are coming home. After serving on foreign shores, these brave men and women are returning to their families and communities. Many have wounds you can see, and many have wounds you can't see, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Now that these warriors are back home, they are ready to enter the civilian workforce. To help, Wounded Warrior Project has developed the Warriors to Work program, a career counseling service that helps warriors translate their military experience to the civilian workplace. These extraordinary men and women bring proven world-class job skills and a unique perspective on teamwork to the job. And to ensure the right warrior finds the right job, Wounded Warrior Project works with employers to find just the right match. When you hire a wounded warrior, you hire an intelligent, talented, and committed new employee. Contact Wounded Warrior Project at findwwp.org. Welcome home the brave.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. When it snows this winter, make sure you clear more than your driveway. Before you hit the road and before you get in the driver's seat, check to be sure that your vehicle's tailpipe is clear of snow. If the tailpipe is blocked, carbon monoxide, an odorless, colorless, and deadly gas produced by your engine, can build up quickly inside your vehicle, poisoning anyone inside. To learn more, call 1-800-CDC-INFO. That's 1-800-232-4636.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Level one.
Central tendency in government to plan for the normal, and disasters aren't normal. They're going to be overwhelmed. They're not going to be ready for it.
People are going to die, and there isn't a whole lot we're going to be able to do about it. They're saying that we're 9 meals away from anarchy.
Welcome to a new Gear to Survive Radio here on USA Emergency Broadcasting Network. We are live Tuesdays, sometimes Wednesdays, on the Blog Talk Radio site, but you can catch us all the time on a 24-hour radio stream, always on at usaebn.org, and also you can check us out on Spreaker if you have the Spreaker app, or go to spreaker.com, look up the same name as our show here, Gear, the number 2, Survive. Look that up on Spreaker. Give us a heart. I think that's a like. Or follow us, USAEBN, Spreaker. My name's Andre. I'm with Neb Ship Shop and USAEBN. I'm usually joined by Mark from our Gear to Survive Southern National Regional Headquarters in Georgia. Mark, are you there?
Hello? I am here. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Are you in the bunker today?
No, I'm actually in the fortress.
Oh, have you upgraded?
I am in the Lacrimosa Fortress, high up on the mountain hilltop of Winder, Georgia.
Good.
Yes, it's been a very busy morning.
What's going on with your coffee machine maker?
That's working. The reset had been messed with on the power. The power went out yesterday, so I don't know what the problem is. But it could be some Chinese conspiracy, because I have held several meetings with the Taiwanese president and the Chinese government trying to intervene. Yesterday I was on a standoff between a ship and a billion troops. I got that the fuse down a little bit. So
got the fuse, okay.
Yeah.
So you cut the fuse down so it's shorter. Okay, good.
Yeah, I was trying to help them out a little bit.
Well, that's good. We like to do what we can here at Gear to Survive Radio, helping out with international relations. I did see Kanye made an appearance at Trump Tower today.
Yeah, well, what he was doing.
Not sure what that's all about. Kanye
made an appearance at Trump Tower. Probably because Trump gave Kanye's wife a good job, and Kanye's upset because he's going broke. That's what happens when you're an idiot.
Kanye just freaked out on stage and then put himself in a hospital, and he almost got killed. He almost got taken out like a hit.
He went to the hospital because he was faking something about some sort of debt, they said.
Yeah, and then somebody tried to shoot him.
Yeah. No, about some money or something. Something about some money.
It was Tupac.
So, I don't know.
Tupac's alive.
Tupac, hey, listen, I just watched Notorious the other day. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Notorious.
Tupac. That's about Biggie.
Tupac and Notorious. There is some exciting survival news, though, we do have.
What's that?
My 24-karat gold Trump coins came in today. From the American Mint.
Solid gold? No.
24-karat gold plated, and I just posted them on the mighty social media site Facebook so people can be jealous that I have Donald Trump gold-plated coins.
What's on the reverse? So the front side's his face or what?
I didn't want to open it because I don't want to touch it and smear it.
Okay. So there's nothing
on the
back. I bought
four of them. I bought four of them, and since my family doesn't support me on my radio show and my business, they'll never hear this announcement. So I bought those for the children for Christmas.
Nice.
Wow, are they
nice.
In for shock?
Yeah, because they don't listen to the show or look at your social media. That's good.
Yeah.
Good on both parts.
They're expecting like computers and guns and stuff for Christmas. They're getting the 24-karat, 24 gold-plated Donald Trump coin that I paid $4.95 for.
So on that, does it, instead of "In God We Trust," does it say "Make America Great Again"?
I didn't look. Let me look while we're talking. This will be very interesting. They're from the American Mint. They had a Facebook promotion at $4.95 a piece, so I jumped on four of them right away. They actually came in a very nice packet. It's a certificate of authenticity, U.S. president.
Right.
$495
bucks each?
$4.95.
Okay, so yeah, real gold plating. Good.
Okay, the president of the United States of America on one side with the eagle, and on the other side it says Donald Trump, 2017 to 2021, 45th president. So, and I got number 9503, 9484, 9501, and then another one. And what a great dad for a gift, the gift that keeps on giving.
This is $4.95 each. That's amazing.
Christmas is not about how much you spend. Christmas is about...
It's a thought.
It's a thought that counts. And the only thing I can think about is my kids honoring the Trump.
Good. Got it all taken care of.
Am I cheap or what?
No, that's awesome. I think that's a really thoughtful gift, and especially if you saw it on Facebook. So it's like, it can't be wrong.
You know what? I'm just so delighted.
You
got to
be careful with the fake news is all I'm saying. The fake news sites like CNN and Huffington Post and Washington Post and New York Times.
Hey,
fake news sites like Fox News and CNBC and MSNBC and ABC.
The Clinton News Network.
Oh, did I mention CNN's fake news site? That's right.
Yeah. Hey, it's going to be priceless on Christmas Eve to see them open those envelopes and get the Donald Trump coin.
Got to take a picture. Oh, thanks. What is this? Oh, thanks, Dad. What else is in the box? No, that's it, kid.
My wife was not happy. My wife called me a cheap bastard.
Nice.
Yep.
Now
I thought it was hilarious. What's that?
Bastard. Well, that's a great. That kid would be like, "Oh, that's awesome, Dad. What else is in the package?" No, that's it, kid. Now go outside and shovel the lawn.
Yeah, go put your coin away somewhere.
Yeah,
don't
go hide it.
Don't let me take the vacuum to the repairman later on and have him pull out a coin.
What?
That was a joke. Don't let me take the org vacuum to the repairman later on and have them open up and find a gold coin in there from Donald Trump.
All right. That's mostly a southern thing.
They threw it on the floor and they vacuum it up.
I know you don't get a lot of winter weather down there in Georgia, but you will after pole shift. But
I know. Hey, did you hear what happened with USAEBN and Nebship Shop and Gear to Survive Radio? They got picked up by a large syndicate radio station.
One of the fake news sites picked us up?
No. They got picked up.
BeforeIt'sNews.com?
No, they got picked up by a news radio host, New Colony Network,
okay,
to be rebroadcasted every week.
Huh. So this New Colony Network is a network that was around for a while, so it has a proven track record, and they're just picking up Gear to Survive Radio as part of their feed, huh?
And 177,000 followers at 2015, and they shut down because too many of the stations became tinfoil hats.
Yeah, I can see how that can happen. So, New Colony Network, where do I find that on the web?
On Blog Talk Radio, type in New Colony Network. You'll see our show being rerun at night. Yeah. So.
Did you clear that through management of the USAEBN?
I did. Management wanted to have a sit-down meeting with the owner of Nebship Shop and myself, and said he didn't mind. He wants to send some rebroadcasts over and have them play rerun because he believes in expanding, landing out there, people listen to everything.
You know, I've heard about that the USA Emergency Broadcasting Network is really a community-based digital broadcasting field, and we're limited in staff, and we get a lot of help from different shows and people.
He was all for it, as long as there's no politics thrown in it. Yeah,
yeah.
So as long as there's
good.
No politics.
And definitely no swearing about zombies, huh?
No, he's fine with the zombies. He likes zombies. So every time zombies mentioned, the little zombie meter goes upward.
Oh, like an applause meter, like, oh, wow, that's like,
yeah.
That must be a keyword that really brings people back to Gear to Survive Radio.
I think so.
The eye zombies. And people.
I believe so.
That's awesome. New Colony Network's picking up Gear to Survive. That's cool. I heard rumors about that a couple. Nebshipshop.com. And where do you find, like, if I were going to look up Gear to Survive and if they had a shop, what website would that be on?
G2Sknives.com.
G2S. Oh, for Gear to Survive. Let me type that up right now.
Yeah.
Is it a new thing? You've been around for a while, haven't you?
Been around for a while. We specialize in knives and survival gear and bug out bags.
Not a
bug
porn out site.
How many bug out bags do you own?
Oh, wow. Just the bags themselves are fully stocked, ready to... Well, they're not... See, I have backups on backups, and when you look at my storage system, you think, oh, this guy's a hoarder. Well, what's the difference between prepping and hoarding, really? It's like hoarders just hoard a bunch of old newspapers.
Hoarding, you may not get out of your house. Hoarding. If there's a natural disaster and you're a hoarder and your house gets hit by something or starts to collapse, you may die among your trash.
I look at it this way. A prepper is hoarding specific items that will be useful in case something bad happens, in case like a disaster, power outage, or flood, or hurricane, right?
Yeah.
It's not really hoarding. It's, you know, just being ready. So, yeah, I have about 4 bug-out bags of different sizes. They're not all stocked and ready to go, unfortunately. I'm of the thought that you should have like a 24-hour kit and then a longer kit, like a bigger one.
You know, I got 2 bags. I carry a medical bag in my Jeep with all the medical gear and necessities.
In my shop, sometimes in my Jeep,
I carry a giant rucksack with my sleeping bag system and some other gear already attached to it. And I can grab that and go, too. And I now have a new vest system I wear that's bugged out with all my gear, too.
What's the vest? What's in your vest?
It's just a black vest with a gun holster on the front and the pouches on top that I can throw on and throw my pistol in it and my mags and some gear, and has my Mighty American flag patch on the front. And then I throw the vest on and hook it to my belt, and then I throw my backpack on, and I grab my weapon and my gear, and I roll.
Right on. I'm on the G2S knife shop page.
Yeah.
What's the blade length on this G2S Assassin?
4-inch.
It's a little BA knife. This is a nice sight.
Thank. We've been working on it a lot. If you go
down, haven't you done some work on it?
Yeah, if you click the top, I don't know if you're at the top left for the directory, but as part of the directory, if you click, it'll bring you to USAEVN and New Colony Network sites.
Oh, I see it. New Colony Blog Talk Radio site.
Yeah, it should be USAEVN on there too, right?
Yes, sir.
YouTube channel and everything.
Right on. But yeah, back to bug out bags. There's a different fields of thought out there for when something happens in your area. Obviously, if your house or your neighborhood gets hit by a tornado, okay, we're not wishing this on you, but it does happen. It's a fact of life. If your house gets wiped out by a tornado, hopefully you're not in it. So this is the times you would need a bag, get out a Dodge bag or, you know, go bag or what we like to call a bug out bag. This would be something that has, you know, 24 to 72 hours worth of equipment / supplies, dry socks, whatever, you know, medical kit, a knife, you know, shelf-stable food, some water. Don't forget water. These are the things you would need if you're going to, you know, be on your own away from, you know, food, water, shelter for a short period of time. Now, what Mark is talking about is more of a 24-hour kit, which is something would that be considered an EDC? You know, an EDC emergency kit, not like the knife or the whatever. You know what I'm saying? Everyday carry, everyday kit. You know what I mean? The 24-hour, you know, basics. You got your first aid kit. You've got some sundries. You've got maybe a liter worth of water. You've got maybe some dry socks, a fire starter, some way to tinder fire, mini tent shelter, that sort of thing. Is that what you got going on there? I mean, not your chest kit, but your 24-hour.
Yeah, you know, it really depends on you. You know, I've got a sleeping bag. I got snake kit. I got medical kit. I have poncho liner, fire starter stuff, water. I have all that stuff I need, an extra knife. So a 24-hour kit can be there's a 24-hour kit and a 72-hour kit, but I stick with the 24-hour kit because 72-hour kit's just more advanced, and I learned all that stuff from the Civil Air Patrol. So
yeah, and that's for more of an urban environment. You're not 10 miles away from something. You know, a lot of people get confused with the go bag or the 72-hour kit. Like, that's your lifeboat. Yeah, it is your lifeboat for if you're going from it. The term is bugging out. So you're going away from a disastrous situation to a safe location, right? So it's that bug out bag is meant to get you through the time where you're not in a safe location, say your house or your place of business, or, you know, get caught in a snowstorm, whatever, to a safe location. That's what that bag is for. It's not to live out of. I mean, if some people think that you should have everything in the kitchen sink in there, it's like, well, I have my utensils and I have my 2-quart saucepan and my jet burner, and I've also got 14 days worth of Mountain House, and I've got 3,000 rounds of ammunition, so I'm good there. I'm like, do you know what 3,000 rounds of ammunition weighs?
Oh, yeah, I know.
About 20 pounds, right? 25?
Yes.
Depending on the caliber, of course. I mean, shotgun shells, obviously, are heavier, but, you know, so the general feeling about the 72-hour kit is, or the bug out bag, is it's supposed to get you from A to B. A being a bad situation, B being a safe location. That's what we called your bug out or your safe location or your bug out location. You know, some safe place. If it's your uncle's farm up on a hill that's got, you know, on 40 acres of land, and, you know, you're above the fray, that's your location. But the bag is not what you're going to live out of for the rest of whatever until help comes, quote unquote. That's for getting from one place to another. So a lot of people think that, oh, I got my bug out bag, I'm all good. Okay. You're good for what? A day? Maybe?
Yeah.
Then you
keep it simple. I keep it simple. Just a sleeping bag, some warm stuff, enough, because you can really live without food for a while. Water you really
30
need.
30 days, right?
So I don't see much difference between a 72-hour bag and a 24-hour bag, because right now I can take my small medical kit that's in a small Virgo pack, like a Voodoo Tactical pack, and I can attach it to my backpack, and I have one system. And then, you know, have a good pistol, a good rifle, and a couple weapons. and ammo and just go. That's just me, though. Some people want the giant rucksack system. I want the small system. I use a large Alice Pack old frame, old school system from the 80s. You know why I use that?
Well, it's modular. First of all, it's got a lot of hooks on it. I mean, you can a lot of attachment points, and it's metal.
Well, there's a reason why I use the old frame, old school, large army rucksack from the 80s. And you know why?
Go ahead. I don't know.
It's
I've got like
30 years old and still held up in great shape compared to the new stuff nowadays. And that's what people don't understand.
Yeah, I've got like two of those medium frames. One of them's mounted, one of them's just empty, and I'm just looking at them like, you know what? This is surplus and used. It's got the dude's name on the canvas, you know? I'm like, there's nothing wrong with this other than it kind of smells funny, but, you know, that's surplus. I mean, it's from the 80s. It's 30 years old, for crying out loud. It's like some of the stuff, I can't believe it. But, yeah, the medium or the large Alice Pack is basically the basic rucksack frame from, like, the 80s through, I think, early Gulf War. They switched to a new system because of the different situations. But, yeah, it's the old NATO, Yugoslavian conflict, whole deal back then. So, yeah, that's a good thing. That is a little bit heavy because it's made out of steel now. But, again, you've got the support of the frame, and you can hang more stuff on it. Like, you can put your roll on top of it, on top of your rucksack, and also have, like, you know, it's a backpack frame. And like you're saying, too, you can go to REI and buy, you know, a nice frame like that, too, that's going to last 30 years. It's only going to cost you, like, $500, though. You know.
And
I
look at all this stuff that comes out every week or month, a new thing, a new one, a new this, a new backpack, new nylon. What is the difference with all this new stuff that comes out? It's never, you know, to me, it's always the same. It's just the change of a little bit of denim and stuff, not denim, but, you know, the nylon and stuff. And I don't see no reason to have all that, you know, they make it a few inches bigger this way and that way and this way and that way. And it's not going to do much. I am just into basically simple. Now, I do carry a small Taylor Tactical backpack day bag with me every day. And I keep in that a small pistol, some gear, and some checking books and things like that. And that's good stuff to have, too. And I carry a little bit of stuff in that, and I have enough room in that bag that when I leave on the weekends, my family laughs at me because I take the small bag. As you can hear, the dogs barking.
FBI.
There's nothing out there.
The Russians.
It's the mythical creature that comes in the yard. So,
right.
I can throw my socks and clothes in a small bag and go to gun shows and go to hotels and have enough in that little bag to live out of. And my family laughs at me because they're like, "Don't you pack a suitcase?" And I'm like, "I don't need to. You know, this is all my medicine and everything in it and my stuff, and I just get it and go. Lightweight.
Right on.
You know,
yeah,
you
got to think about the weight, too.
Yeah, and I actually started carrying, you know, I carry off-duty, I carry a backup weapon on me, and then in my little brown bag I carry another pistol with me. And on my bag is a bushcrafting knife attached to the side and a nice, expensive Sherlite flashlight, Surefire. So that's what I got, you know?
It needs to be personal, obviously. You need to know what's going on with all the tools in your kit. But, again, too, weight is a factor. And if you want to move fast, it's best to have lighter weight. And that's, you know, you got to prioritize the stuff in there. So what are you going to make on the fly and what are you going to have on the fly? Those are the decisions you have to make. That's why, you know, it's good to plan that out.
Exactly.
Before you see the meteor.
Little, yeah, a folder, a fixed blade, a couple handguns. And I can grab something large from my arsenal if I want.
Do you have a hatchet or a hawk?
I don't have a hatchet or a hawk. That's a good thing I need to add to it. You're right. I do need to add a hatchet or a hawk.
Yeah, for the zombies.
You know, and people don't realize if you have all that, if you're carrying a lot of stuff, what if you fall? What if you get in a fight with a bear? What if you get in a fight with a human? You got to get all that stuff off of you. So.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, you get knocked down. Hey, a little shorter show today because of the weather. Obviously, we've got some it's that time of year. So want to thank everybody for listening, and congratulations, Mark, on getting that new Colony network thing going on. That's blogtalkradio.com.
Be sure to send the link to me so I can upload, too.
Excellent. You can find Gear to Survive on that and also on our 24-hour radio feed. That's at usaebn.org, and we're also on Spreaker, spreaker.com, and on the Spreaker app, Gear, the number 2, Survive. G2SKnives.com is the sponsor of the show, as well as NebShipShop.com, N-E-B-S-H-I-P shop.com. It's all the time we have for Gear to Survive this week. Mark, see you at Trump Tower tomorrow.
Ooh, thanks a lot. Hey, send me that MP3.
All right, I'm not going to New York, but I'll see you there. All right, dude. Right on. Gear to Survive.
All right.
Stay safe.
If your family loves the great outdoors every season, there's only one place to go this season, Cabela's Christmas Sale. Shop for great deals on their favorite outdoor brands, like $40 off Ruger LC9S pistols, 15% off all in-stock RCBS reloading products, and $100 off a Barnett drop-tine crossbow package. Plus, hurry in for Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters. Find great deals for everything on their wish list, only at Cabela's. Shop in-store and online at Cabela's.com.